Hello and welcome back to The Beginning of the Outdoors by Dan. And my brother John has joined us today.
Hey, glad to be here.
Cool. So John is actually becoming a pilot right now. And so I thought it was a cool thing to have him on the podcast to talk a little bit about what kind of things pilots do for conservation as well as the Fish and Wildlife Services to kind of keep the natural grounds alive. And we've discussed this a few different times of what actually they do. And we've talked about, like, I think in my last podcast last week, we talked about how they use planes to dump fish into certain lakes to stock them. And John, what were you talking about earlier about the planes?
Well, yeah, so I was just I was explaining how I was running across this amphibious plane called the Icon. It's a light sport plane, so it's a really small plane, but it can land on water and stuff, and you generally don't fly it very high. So people can fly it over, they fly it over lakes and just over low land and stuff, but the window is where you get out of. So it's a huge window. So you could just in your passenger seat have all the fish that you wanted and then just dump it out when you're flying low over the water, or just land on the water and then dump it out.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. I was actually looking, I think, at something similar to that of the amount of people that work with the U.S. Wildlife Services. And it was, I think it was less than 100 pilots they have all throughout the U.S.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
To do certain things like this. One of the things I was surprised of is that each year they like have to fly over, I forget the amount of like miles, but it's like 70,000 square miles or something to scope out the waterfowl in each river and stuff like that, and actually count to see where they're going and stuff. And I thought that was
the density of fish and things like that, where they're moving.
Yeah, fish as well as waterfowl, and I'm pretty sure big game as well. Just to kind of count them out and see where they're going, and then also checking the numbers to make sure that we're still good to hunt them. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is good. I think it's great to note that you know, a lot of people think that we'll just hunt a species until it's completely extinct, but we see that not only does the species, when they're threatened, when people start hunting them more, they're starting to, they populate more and more. And then on top of that too, hunters too are very conscious of that stuff. And I mean, you see it over and over where if a species is going extinct, they, you know, change their game and start hunting other things and let that species kind of catch back up.
Right. Yeah, that's the cool part about the regulations and stuff like that. They're able to focus on certain groups, and we're able to pay for a lot of the funding pays for the rangers and stuff like that to be able to catch poachers and other people, so that we don't have people just going out and killing certain animals until they're, you know, extinct.
Yeah.
And then also, kind of on this subject, I was listening to Stephen Rennell. He's from this TV show called Meat Eaters, but he had a hard question of, you know, why don't we just all go turn into vegans? And he explained that, you know, we've been on Earth for, you know, thousands of years, and we've always hunted animals, and you know, everything has their own thing that they hunt. Wolves, you can't ask a wolf not to hunt, because they've always done that, and that's what they've lived off of. Uh-huh. And that's similar to us too. It's just something that we've kind of always done. And he explained that it was kind of a boss mode, but he said straight to this guy, he was like, "Look, I know more about deers than you'll know ever in your whole life."
Wow.
And that was interesting. He's like, "I know them better because I hunt them. I know what they do." It's kind of cool to see, like, how close you can get to animals, I guess, when you're literally hunting them, you know?
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Now, John, you text me a few weeks ago, and you were like, "Now, are you for sure, like, a lover of animals and stuff like that, right?"
Yeah, I did.
what was your like legit questions kind of concerning hunting?
I guess my question in the end was that I was wondering if you, cause you know, when you hunt animals, that's gotta mean a lot more than just that you're trying to kill an animal. You know, I think it's right. Like, if you're hunting an animal, you're committing to learning about the animal and learning their behaviors, their habits and things like that. So I think there's gotta be some love in it. If you're going to try and start hunting an animal, you gotta have a love and a passion for it. So that was my question that I was asking was, are you a lover of animals in the sense that are you like you're trying to get involved with them and start focusing on them and learning their behaviors and things like that.
Right.
Which, have you always been, I guess you kind of have always liked hunting in a sense, right?
Yeah, I think so. I've enjoyed it. I think the camaraderie, is that how you say it?
Yeah, I think that's right.
I don't know, but camaraderie and just bonding with friends and stuff like that is super enjoyable. I find it to be the best. It's like camping, you know, but you get the chance to bond with friends. You make silly jokes and you laugh most of the time.
Yeah.
And you enjoy each other's company, and yet you're stalking something, you're hunting something. And so it's always fun. I remember with my buddy in St. George, Wyatt, me and him used to hunt ducks, and we would, you know, one of us would be like, "Hey, you sneak around the backside and you scare that group of ducks right there." And then we'll both just go crazy on it. And it was fun to have like a communication from a distance. You're looking at each other like we're still good. And that's always been fun to me. And I have a good group of friends that I'm excited to be able to go hunt with this year and enjoy each other's company. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
have you experienced something like that before where you're like in a group of homies and it's good times. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, so I went with, this was probably last year, actually around the same time. I went with our older brother, Isaac, and then, Reed. And, it was just us three. We went coyote hunting.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, I gotta say, I do struggle with the patience thing. Also, I just don't like being cold, and it was right. Like freezing. And so we only saw one coyote, and it was like running away so far away, we barely saw it. And then the rest of the day, we were just walking around.
Right.
So
not enjoyable.
Yeah, it wasn't the most fun, but cool. It was a. But it is funny, just if you're with people that you like, then yeah, it's all in the company, I think, who you're with.
Totally.
Because I enjoy being with people and hanging out and having good conversations. So if it's a lot of people I like, then I could do that for a while.
Right. Yeah.
Like
I agree.
Fishing. I did just get recently into fishing though.
Oh really?
Which you've inspired me to try and do some fly fishing, but I was just at Lake Powell. And we had a buddy who is huge into fishing. So we were trying to catch fish, and we had the coolest moment one night. There was a blue light by our houseboat. And when we tossed in any like chum the waters or anything, or just threw in bait, the 10 or 15 striper bass would just come up and snag it and then swim away. And it was so exciting. We just kept fishing. We couldn't get them though to snag our bait. And then finally, after like an hour, we got two fish, and it was the coolest feeling ever. That it really hooked me on fishing.
Yeah.
But then again, the next day we went same spot, couldn't catch anything, and we didn't even see any fish action. And I was like, man, I'm so tired of this.
Right.
So I don't know. Yeah. It's just
that's the challenging part.
Yeah, you have to have a little bit of action to keep you entertained, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like one of my buddies was telling me that he has pulled out a tag every year for like the last 4 years, a bow tag for, I think it was like deer or antelope or something. And he hasn't killed one until this year. And I could not imagine going 4 years, but I'm sure people do it all the time, you know, and
yeah, who that really is
without getting some, something, you know.
Well, some people too are so committed to catching their big, you know, like the animal that they want to get in a certain size, that even if they see the same one but a little smaller, they won't even shoot it.
Right. That's, yeah, that's an interesting part of hunting, I think. But
yeah,
you know.
So your friend though, you're saying he's been going the past 3 years. Did he say he had, like, he's gone several days out of that year?
It was his cousin goes. So he's been going for several years, and yeah, he finally got one this year. And so, you know, it probably feels a lot better too to snag one like that. I know I've had ruts where, I go out to the Provo River a bunch, and I've had ruts where I don't catch one after like 3 or 4 trips up there, a fish, and it devastates me a little bit, you know, and I just get more and more bummed about fishing. But yeah, when you do catch one, yeah, but when you catch one and then you actually cook it, it's a whole different feeling of like, and that's what I think I'm excited for hunting is like, being able to hunt this elk and be able to actually eat the meat and stuff like that. And then you just think about it throughout the rest of the year, as you eat the meat, and just how stoked you are that you were able to go out and hunt, bring back those fun memories.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm excited about. And hopefully, you know, one day we can have a brother's trip where we can all go out and, hunt something fun. I think you have to be the right group though, for sure.
Yeah. I think that would be a ton of fun.
Yeah.
I would love to get into it. Elk too. That keeps you got meat for years. Didn't Tyler get some elk meat to mom and dad? And we had meat for, I feel like that freezer had meat in it for years.
Yeah. I think as far as the Google searches that I've looked at, cause I have zero clue other than that, but it's like it's over 100 pounds or 150 pounds of meat.
Man.
Different meats. So it's a lot of meat, and hopefully we'll be able to snag one, because we would love it, and we'd love to share it with people too. But
so it's a lot of meat.
But yeah, dude, you know, the cool thing is a lot of these areas where we do hunt and stuff like that, people are able to use, to get back to the pilot stuff, but they're able to use pilots and different airplanes to be able to scout out animals, stuff like that, and be able to actually conserve the land better, which is cool. I know down in St. George, one of my buddies, Wyatt, I've told you him, but he works on a lot of helicopters that actually get contracted by the government to go and take out coyotes, because their population grows so quickly. And I think that's pretty cool that we have the resources and funding to be able to kind of do that and make everything just easier for individuals. And we don't even think about stuff like that. We, you know, a lot of people think that we could just let them all keep their lives and just continue to grow. But there has to be some kind of, regulations on animals to make sure that they don't kind of take over certain ground, destroy farmland, stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Flying's just a great way to cover so much ground, to be able to see all the migration, all of the population, everything, without destroying any of the wildlife itself.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thanks again, John, for coming on the podcast. I appreciate it. I think hopefully we can have more fun podcasts, maybe on your next journey of when you go fishing or something, or have a weekend trip. We can chat about it and share it. I think it'll be a good time.
Yeah, that'd be great. And I hope we can organize a hunting trip here soon.
Totally. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning back in to Beginner Podcast of the Outdoors. Please subscribe, give comments, and I'll get back to you next week.